Welcome to Making America Strong Again, the only program dedicated to inspire you and to inspire a nation with stories of American exceptionalism and national restoration. Join fellow patriots as we rediscover our past, reignite our future, and celebrate America now.
In our last episode, we talked about the reason that we're coming together to celebrate America now. And it's an interesting conversation because there are a lot of people, especially in these recent weeks, that have asked us a pretty simple question. With all that's going on in the country, how can you really celebrate? How can you really focus an effort that is geared to make people smile? And my response is pretty simple. How can we not? We can choose to take the road that's easy, which is let's jump in and be upset. Let's talk about all the things that are wrong. And let's stay there and let's focus there. Well, the good news is there are plenty of places to go if that's what turns you on. The reality is that we must address the challenges that our nation faces. But we don't need to camp out and focus all our mental energy there. And let me tell you why. Because if you spend all your time there, you don't really focus nearly as productively on solutions. We discussed the impact when an individual citizen chooses to celebrate, for example, what's great about their situation. I spoke to an individual over the last couple of weeks who had a phenomenal career and was surprised by a diagnosis right at the peak of a career that completely changed his outlook on life. And when people get a medical diagnosis or have a life event, you have the choice of how you're going to respond to it. This individual told me that it was the absolute best thing that ever happened to him. Now, mind you, this was a medical concern that could have killed him. And along with his family and small children, created an amazing change in their life, in their future, in their career, and where they live. Everything went upside down, except his attitude. He decided to pray and to focus on what was right about the situation. And what was right was that he trusted God to lead him in the right direction, and that he decided he would take advantage of the scenario, and that ultimately he would find what's great about it. And he's done just that. And I'm sure you probably know people that focus on that proverbial saying of making lemonade out of lemons. It's easier said than done for a lot of people because they've not built the habit of looking at things in an upbeat way. Is it glass half full or is the glass half empty? So one of the reasons that it's a great idea to begin to look at things from a positive perspective is that it changes your mental attitude. It's kind of like going to the gym. You start building muscle. You're building a mental muscle that in this particular case helps you begin to look at anything that comes across your desk or across your kitchen table from a positive perspective. That doesn't mean that everything is happy, 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 and everything's positive and there's never any negative. I'm not talking about that. That's silly. But what I am talking about is that whenever there's a challenge, you're looking at what's the opportunity in this challenge. Now, the opportunity may take you a little time to find. It may be tough to look at something that is potentially disastrous with that perspective, except what happens when you begin to build the mental muscle, that mental attitude that says, you know what, I'm going to find solutions in here, is that you become infectious with that attitude because there are people around you who are paying attention to how you respond. And you've probably had a scenario, or perhaps you've been in an environment maybe in your work or church or at home, when bad news shows up of some flavor. And the person who is the leader of that particular group has a meltdown. They start ranting and raving. They start screaming. They start talking about the world's falling. And how does everybody else in the room react? Well, they follow the leader. They follow the leader. And typically, they start to join the pity party. They start to join the parade of sadness. And there's not a lot of solution-oriented activity that comes out of that. There's typically a lot of finger-pointing because with that type of an attitude, the next iteration of that conversation is typically blame, who's responsible, how we're going to make them pay, on and on and on and on. And you can hear this happen in our conversations personally. And if you watch the news or if you begin to listen to different conversations about things that are happening in the nation, you can see that play out. And I can tell you there are some heinous things that are playing out in America right now. Elements that give us extraordinary pause. Everything that's happening, for example, with this whole conversation of selling baby parts, it's just heinous. It's heinous. The fact that it's even a discussion in the United States of America, where our Constitution and our Declaration of Independence lead us to a place where we're pursuing life, liberty, and happiness as we show and we choose. So we have a scenario that is absolutely horrendous, and it must be addressed. But the question is, how is it that we begin to shape our thoughts around the solution? Because this didn't just happen in a vacuum. There was a whole Supreme Court case that started the ball rolling in 1973. And you can go all the way through this process of a lot of people with a lot of perspectives and a lot of political discourse. And my point is not to go down that track today, but my point is to get you to think about those activities. And I can promise you that what started as a Supreme Court decision didn't start in the Supreme Court. It started in the minds of many people. It started in the conversations. It started in attitudes and perspectives. Well, in our world today, we have some choices. We have to figure out where does we stand on certain issues. And when you figure that out, you then have to make a decision on how it is that you're going to apply your perspective. For example, if there's something wrong in your community, or if there's something wrong in your state, or if there's something wrong on a national level that you object to, you can begin a rebellion of sorts. We had one in 1773. It was called the Tea Party. A bunch of folks in Boston got uptight about a tax and decided we're not going to play this game. Tea went into the harbor, and 2.5 years later, the Declaration of Independence was signed. But there was a lot of activity that happened between that moment of rebellion and the signatures in Philadelphia. So right now, there are a lot of folks who are uptight about all sorts of things. And the question is, where does that end up a year from now, 2 years from now, 3 years from now, 5 years from now? And I submit where it ends up largely depends on the mental perspective of American citizens. That same mental attitude that we begin to apply in our daily lives, looking for what's great about a scenario, what's great about a situation, what's great about America, is we actually have a choice. We can decide how we're going to respond. We can decide which side of an issue we're going to take. We can put alliances together. We can make decisions and ultimately influence local, state, and federal governments, because we, the people, still have the opportunity to make that clear, what our position looks like. But you can't just hang out in the rebellion phase. You can't just be uptight and be constantly screaming and whining and complaining. You have to be productive. In other words, you have to take that energy and you have to create solutions. And again, I'm not going to suggest all of these solutions are easy to figure out. What I am going to suggest is that there are solutions. And when we think together as families and as communities, we can change things. So let's talk about how we begin to make those changes? How do we begin to channel the energy of frustration about any particular topic? It could be a local issue. It could be a local ordinance of some sort. It could be a local tax. It could be who knows what it is. It could be a neighbor that doesn't want to mow their lawn. There's issues. There's issues everywhere. No lack of issues. So pick your favorite issue. And imagine now that you've got a group of folks that you're going to get together with and have a conversation. How do you develop that? How do you develop solutions? Well, if we've begun with the mental attitude of focusing on what's right about a scenario, then the solutions we begin to talk about start to develop with a positive, inspiring, uplifting direction. In other words, we know we're going to solve the problem. And if we look for creative ways to solve the problem so that we're working together as complementary folks in the marketplace or in the community or in the neighborhood, people get inspired by that. Because a lot of people have their fangs out and they're ready to fight and claw, and some people just want to have a fight. And in that case, sometimes you may have to go fight. You may have to go take some sort of action that really you prefer not to. That is an option of last resort. But it's amazing what happens when you pull people together and the leaders of the group start with an infectious, optimistic, solution-oriented attitude. It's amazing what can happen. It's amazing what can happen. And that same attitude can play out as we celebrate America now in our local communities. So when we come back, we're going to talk about how we're beginning to put groups of people together all over the country that have certain characteristics that begin with that upbeat attitude and have a genuine interest in celebrating what's great about America. And you'll get to begin to develop some ideas of how you can apply it in your neighborhood, in your life. We'll be right back.
Making America Strong Again is brought to you by Patriot Mission. To learn more about national restoration, get free resources at www.makingamericastrongagain.com.
This is Steve Schwartz with PDGo.com. We've been in business for over 15 years and have created over 1,000 websites for clients across the USA and across the world. We help our clients have a custom, affordable website, and we teach them personally how they can very easily update the information on their websites themselves anytime they want to without being a techie. Take a look at pdgo.com and see samples of our work and testimonials that clients have said about our service. pdgo.com. Again, pdgo.com.
At Surf Pro of Vero Beach, no job is too big and no question is too small. So when fire, water, or mold damage strikes your home or business, call on Surf Pro of Vero Beach at 772-770-0501. That's where you'll find a team of specialists that's faster to any size disaster. So when the things that matter most are on the line, make sure Surf Pro of Vero Beach is too by calling 772-770-0501. That's Surf Pro of Vero Beach, helping make fire, water, and mold damage like it never, ever happened. Franchises are independently owned and operated.
Hi, this is Kelly Fisher, a supporter of the Making America Strong Again mission and your local real estate professional here on the Treasure Coast. It has been my honor to serve our community here in Vero Beach since 2003, and with over 1,500 home sales over the past 21 years, it's my hope that you will consider the Kelly Fisher team at Treasure Coast Sotheby's International Realty for all your real estate needs. It's also our desire that every family has a home and every home has a family. And we have partnered with the Homeless Family Center of Vero Beach to work toward that goal. When you buy or sell a home with the Kelly Fisher team, we will make a substantial contribution toward alleviating homelessness in our hometown. To be a part of this great mission, please call us at 772-321-6905.
Welcome back to Making America Strong Again, the program dedicated to inspire you and to inspire a nation with stories of American exceptionalism and national restoration. Once again, here's your host, Steve Olds.
Thanks again for being with us today. We're talking about the mental attitude that's necessary to take on big challenges. And we've talked about the impact of having a positive attitude and being a solution-oriented individual when it comes to not only solving the challenges in your life, but setting an expectation of people around you of how you're going to respond to challenges. One of the elements that is going to be absolutely crucial to restoring our nation is leadership. And it is the attitude of the leaders who are focused on solutions. The people that you want to follow, think about those individuals. Think about the people who you would drop everything if they called you on the phone and said, I need you now. Think about the people for whom you would respond positively. If they said, I need you to be at this place at 6 o'clock tonight, I need you to drop what you're doing. I'm not even going to bother to explain what I need. I'm just telling you, I need you there. How many people do you have a relationship with? And I'm not necessarily talking about a family member that had an emergency. I'm talking about people beyond the scope of immediate family. But folks that if they said, I need you, you trust them enough, you trust their judgment, you know enough about how they respond to scenarios, and you know that they would not waste your time. So when you hear a call to action, when you hear somebody say, I need your help, let's get together, I won't waste your time. You get out of your office, you get out of your home, and you make that appointment. You probably show up with a notebook or an iPad or a place to take notes because you're ready to help jump in and solve a problem. Well, there's two sides of that equation. That leader is probably only going to call the people that he or she knows will respond with the same kind of an attitude. Did you notice that people that are similar in thinking generally hang out together? It's not rocket science. We want to be around people that think like we do. Not think the same as we do, but we think similarly. In other words, I much prefer to hang out with folks that can look at a problem or look at a challenge and say, how can we solve this? Knowing full well that if we work together, we can solve it. We've taken on a project we call National Restoration. We talk about the reason to bring folks together in every community in the nation. We have a target to implement the Celebrate America Now model in 1,000 communities before the end of 2016. What does the Celebrate America Now model look like? It is, in effect, a 24-month celebration of what's great about a local community. It begins with putting a leadership team together of folks that want to celebrate America and celebrate what's great about America in your local community. We focus on three macro elements within the community. We focus on our small businesses. We focus on our heroes. Those are people that we define as individuals that put their lives on the line for you and me. They could be veterans. They could be police officers. They can be emergency personnel. All the people that get up every day or have gotten up every day of their career and willingly walked into a scenario that could threaten their very life. And they chose to do that. They chose to serve at a high level. So we want to lift up the heroes in our community. And most importantly, at the end of that 24-month period, we focus on our youth. We focus on the young people and all of the individuals in the community that influence the young people, which in effect are our next generation. Those are our families, our parents. They're our teachers, our pastors, our youth pastors. Everybody that has a focus on influencing these young people. How many people do you know that work with some of these groups, work with our veterans, work with our heroes, work with our young people, work with our small businesses, and you'd consider them unsung heroes because nobody has any idea what they do. They just do what they do because they can. Many of them tend to be retired folks that want to give back. They want to mentor and share what they know. They want to share the knowledge and passion that they have because they believe if they can sow a seed in the next generation, it will yield fruit. The people who are willing to share those experiences have the mental attitude we've been talking about on this entire show, which is they're fired up about helping others and creating a better future for everybody involved. One of the things that we've chosen to do is to bring a couple of groups of people together that have certain characteristics. We've invited veterans who are experienced in some tough situations to work in local communities as leadership speakers so they can share experiences that most people in America have never had, thankfully. Now, since Desert Shield and Desert Storm, we now have an entire generation of military veterans, many of whom have served in combat. And that's a pretty challenging place to be. There are folks now that have served 2, 3, 4 tours of duty in Iraq and Afghanistan. Folks that have been their entire military career in places overseas, living in the deserts, living in the mountains, facing tremendous challenges. And as you go through that process, you begin to learn things about yourself and about the person next to you, your buddy in the foxhole. And it builds up a certain type of experience and character that has a direct application for what we're going to do in these local communities. First of all, you have a massive appreciation for America. I can remember in the time in Desert Shield and Desert Storm, living in Saudi Arabia, flying all over the region. And really, you talk about being homesick. You start thinking about all the things you miss about America, things you wouldn't even think about. That it's just, it's hard to describe. And for those troops that were on the ground in hostile territory all over the world, loving America is the reason that you'll step up and go to work. And many of the people we went to combat with didn't come home. The spirit of those individuals that didn't come home is baked into the hearts of those that did. And even those who served in the military that didn't go into a combat theater, they worked diligently to support the combat operation, and they took the same oath to protect and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic. So what we've learned as a team of veterans is what it means to support one another. It's called mutual support. We never went anywhere in a fighter aircraft by ourselves. We always flew with a wingman. We always had somebody there to watch our back. Well, in America today, we need people in local communities, in counties, in states, and across the country who understand what it means to watch each other's back, not just in a conversation or in a TV ad, but in the trenches. So we're going to come together and celebrate America now with a perspective on solving problems, on lifting up what's great about our local community, about telling stories about the heroes in our community, about those small businesses, about those young people, and about all of the collaborative organizations in the community that make our local area fantastic. And we're going to also begin to map out the challenges we face and begin to develop conversations and develop ideas to solve the challenges locally, statewide, and across the country. And that, my friends, is how we can take on some of the enormous, heinous challenges we face in America today. We're going to put communities together. We're going to put regions together. And as an organization of people who have decided that America is great, it's worth focusing on the future. We will do that. We will do it in an amazing way. And we will inspire a new generation to come alongside us and join us. And together, we will all be making America strong again. Thanks for being with us. We look forward to speaking with you again next week. Have a great day.
Making America Strong Again is brought to you by Patriot Mission. To learn more about national restoration, get free resources at www.makingamericastrongagain.com.